Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you, and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I pulled out my fantasy game last night. Barely pulled it out, so that's pretty cool. I won by 0.08 points for anybody out there that knows about fantasy, so barely snuck that one.
Definitely were sweating it.
But yeah, we got the good Did You Know Show going on.
Yeah, let's get into it.
I've got a pretty cool fact for you. So, did you know, on estimate, $58 million in loose change is left behind on airplanes each year.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of money just left behind.
Well, I'm thinking on an airplane, how many flight tickets could that buy you?
Right,
you know,
right.
Airplane tickets are expensive.
How much money are those airlines making off loose change found in their planes?
Wow, that's crazy.
So a little bit of the facts behind that. So, you know, I mean, you find change and stuff like that in your couch. And people do say that that adds up when you, you know, put all that change up that you find. But think about it in these huge commercial airplanes, you know. And so on average, it's about $58 million left behind on airplanes every year, which is a pretty big sum, but when you actually think about it and the amount of people who are in the air every year, the Federal Aviation Administration handled more than 16 million flights, okay? So now if you do, you know, a penny per person, mm-hmm. that's still a whole lot. And so that's just – it's not like you're going to be able to go – don't start buying flights expecting that you're going to be able to go dig up some change.
Go get rich quick.
It's probably not going to happen, but they do find that much on planes in a year, and some of it doesn't even leave the ground. Nearly $1 million was left in 2019 in security bins through the getting processed and all the scans and security stuff. Yeah, through the TSA. And so the actual Transportation Security Administration, they actually have to report that income as well. And so it's been growing steadily. In 2012, they had to report $531,000. And then in 2019, they reported $926,030. So, I mean, that's a lot of money just kind of left behind, but they do deal with a whole lot of people. So
right, it just shows how quickly it can add up. You
right.
Because, yeah, like you said, if just a couple pennies are left here and there, but you do that for every single flight.
Yeah, I mean, I guess since you say, you know, every single flight, I saw this little fact down here. Do you know how many airplanes are in the sky at even any given time? It is a range.
In the U.S. or in the world?
We'll say world because there's no way this is U.S.
Gotcha. No, I don't even like.
So it is a wide range. It is a couple thousand. Yeah, it's a wide range. It's between 8,000 and 20,000 planes in the sky at any given moment.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of planes. But anyways, there you go.
That's pretty interesting. I like that one. You can definitely – it definitely starts to make sense once you try to – understand it, try to break it down, but
yeah,
it's not easy to break it down when you just hear that number
like,
right away.
Wow. Yeah.
Here's my did you know today. So we're going to talk about the Great Lakes.
Okay.
Do you know what Great Lake is the only one that's completely within the United States? Because out of the five Great Lakes, four of them are on the Canadian border, but one of them is not.
I think for some reason Erie is the one that triggers my mind, but I think that's wrong.
The answer is Lake Michigan.
It is Michigan. Okay.
Yep. So Lake Michigan is the only one that does not touch any of the Canadian territory. It is the only one. The others all do, like Superior, Huron, Erie, and Ontario. And that's pretty neat because I've actually been to four out of the five Great Lakes. Yeah. The only one I've never made it to is Lake Ontario. But
yeah, I've been to Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
But, besides that one. Cool fun fact. Did you ever do any like float trips when you went to those places?
No, didn't do those.
So we did a float trip when we went to Michigan, and I forget what time of year it was, but the river was super, super warm.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was about a 2-3 mile float trip, and we get down to the mouth of the actual lake.
Where you go from the river into the lake.
It went instantaneously ice cold.
Wow.
Like you could have probably drawn a line.
Yeah.
And it was warm and then ice cold immediately.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
It is cool. It's, you know, they're so up pretty north, so yeah, the lakes just always stay cold, I feel like. Yeah, well, I got in them, and that, you know, it's like, okay, it's nice, but you don't want to stay in
them. No, you don't want to be in very long at all.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And so actually, the word Michigan comes from this native word Michigami, which means large lake.
Oh.
So the state of Michigan is actually named after the lake.
The lake's
instead
not
of the vice versa.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, because the word Michigan translated kind of means large lake. So it's actually the lake that was named first in the state got its name after the lake.
There you go.
So that's our Did You Know for you today, learning about some loose change left on airplanes and Lake Michigan being the only lake out of the Great Lakes that is surrounded completely by the U.S. territory. Make sure you come on back tomorrow for another fun episode of the Did You Know Show.